Sunday afternoon now, and I'm sitting on the front porch at home with Gab and Toots, and I'm feeling very mellow and nice. There's a nice vibe abroad. There was a party across the road at the Rose. It seems to be sort of settling down now. Everything's all wet. It's lovely. Nice end to the weekend, nice end to the week. Total abortion of the week. Gab has cooked amazing dinner. The house smells like chicken and garlic and
rosemary
and salt.
Raw garlic.
And we're going to eat it later.
It's so good.
I have swept and tidied the house.
Raw garlic. Oh, yes, you can.
Bread.
Mmm. Raw garlic bread.
The garlic bread.
Nom, nom, nom.
No, how good is it?
No, the upshot was, yeah. Total abortion of a week, but a nice end to it, and I've decided I'm not going to go mental. I have gone mental.
Mental enough.
I've done it.
I don't think you can decide.
Oh, I can. I can.
Can.
Oh, I have the power. I've done it before. I've driven myself mental deliberately. Self-induced mentalism. Self-induced manic. My last really major manic episode, I totally self-induced with the aid of a large quantity of dexamphetamine and various metaprogramming techniques. But this one was induced by outside circumstances, in a sense. I mean, in a sense, always you do it to yourself, but...
Dinner's nearly ready.
Not going to go mental. I've been mental. I need to go sane. That's what I need to do. I've lost perspective on everything. Thinking about taking a vow of silence. Because, yeah, language, man. Language fucks everything up. Language that's sort of like... that puts things in boxes and says that things are other things and that that's the way things are. Perpetuates illusions. Because life is not really like that at all. But people get fixated on this idea that something must be something.
It's the best place to be sitting right now.
It creates discord. They carve everything up. Words at my room. Meg's gonna fuck off. She's going to the Are you going to the Rose or the Rochester? Too many people there. She wants a pub meal. She's determined to get a pub meal. She doesn't want incredible fucking roast extravaganza that Gab has cooked, but that's okay. She can do what she likes. She's and she will. She's liable for nothing. As are we all.
The food of the 1930s is really good, but it's huge.
But yeah, you know, I think I'm where it's at right now. I think this is the place to be. Feels like the place to be. It's mellow and nice. And wet. Silence. I'm going to post some silence.
Do I get credit?
Yes, I'll credit you. I don't know, no, well, I won't credit you because it'll be silent. Silence belongs to everyone. No one gets credit for silence.
No, but you can do it in text, not
like
in the audio.
Seven members of Spod.
In text, not in the audio.
No words. The seven members of Spod each got a moment of silence on Spod's first album. More than a moment, they got a track of silence each. It's good to be silent. And on that note, that is all.